perfect story for Valentine's Day. The love connection with 72-year-old Bill Belichick and his 23-year-old Jordan Hudson. They have discussed marriage.
Oh.
According to an insider, tying the knot, saying I do, is not out of the question. You saw them together. Was it NFL honors?
Mm-hmm.
I said, oh, dresses like a superstar. He wore a coat. Anyhow, former New England Patriots head coach and the former cheerleader, currently in L-O-V-E love. However, the pair did make things clear that there would definitely be a prenup. There would be a prenup of things. Sign this. So
We want prenup.
Yeah, Bill Belichick and his girlfriend have discussed marriage. I don't know. Maybe today's the day. Maybe they do one of those surprise Valentine's weddings. Who knows? TikTok is back on the Apple and Google app stores. So if you do Google Play or the App Store, that's out there. It had been gone. So you could still use TikTok, but then it wouldn't be, say, maintained with updates or anything. The delay was put into place. President, a couple weeks ago, said, okay, we'll delay the banning for 75 days. While the ban is still potentially able to happen, it looks like this thing might get kicked down the road maybe for another 75 days as they try and figure out, is someone going to buy it? Funny part, Jan, is if someone locally does buy it, like locally, I say North America-based versus China, they're probably going to use Chinese technology to store all the stuff they need to store. So I don't think the information is as hidden as you think. You know what I mean? Just because it's not owned by a Chinese company in the future, if that happens. I bet if someone wanted to take a peekaboo look-see into the information, they probably still could. I don't know. A lot of that technology seems to come from China. So we'll wait and see what happens. But yeah, big news that TikTok, or I think the president called it TikTok yesterday.
TikTok.
He called it TikTok one time. He's just funny when he talks about that.
Mm-hmm.
It's official in New York City. The Jets announcing no more Aaron Rodgers.
After
two seasons in green, the New York Jets officially put an end to it. The Jets said goodbye to Rodgers on Thursday. They did it, you know, go to the comms people. A news release that included a statement of gratitude from team officials. What was missing was any kind of reason for the decision. Because regardless of what the reason was, people will think what they think. There was no statement from Rodgers after the news release came out from the Jets. Owner Woody Johnson thanked Rodgers for his two seasons in New York. And best of luck in future endeavors. You know how it is. You know how these letters go.
Yeah.
So there it is. No ill will. Fans, I think, had so much hype and hope. And now they're like, okay, let's take that money and see what we can do with it. How much do we keep and how much are we still giving that guy after walking away from the deal? So 2 years, two and done for Aaron Rodgers with the New York Jets. Lady Gaga was on Hot Ones and had some fun stories to tell while they're consuming the super hot, can't breathe kind of wings. She talks about the time where she would pretend to be her own booking agent to book gigs. Do it yourself. Fake it till you make it.
Respect
she does
the hustle.
Also talk about that time in her life when she went into like career panic mode and almost gave up the biz.
What's like the closest you've ever come to walking away? You know, like whether it was a specific project or something more existential, like just the experience of being an artist. I'm curious what that's like from your side.
That is an incredibly deep question to ask me
in this vulnerable panic moment. Yeah.
I missed the community that I had in New York, and that was really hard. So there were definitely times where I felt like maybe I should walk away. But I know for sure that I never would, because if I would definitely say that I like was tested, and I always didn't give up. I'm still doing it, so it must mean I want to do it.
So you can hear
her like taking the breath of like, these wings are so hot, but I'm going to give you the answer. That's
she
fun.
Was trying to answer this deep, meaningful question while in hot wing panic mode.
I love that.
That Hot Ones episode. I feel like we got to know Gaga a whole lot better from that little chit chat. So her new album comes out next month. She's got the new song is out there, Abracadabra. And I don't know. I thought it was a nice little connection
I have
Gaga.
Such respect for anybody that does that show. Like, I really do. Like, that is not easy to do. You feel it in your ears when it's really hot.
Was it like a month ago, Bad Bunny hit the eject button? He couldn't handle the heat?
Yes.
I'm out
yes.
of here.
That's okay. Good effort. That's all right. Good effort.
That's it for your news and views. Time right now is 6:56.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.